What's good, everybody? How y'all doing out there? I was just taking a sip of some good old drink. It's citrus green tea. Delicious. It's left me quite fulfilled in my day-to-day drinking life. So how y'all doing out there, man? Welcome back to the Nine on South podcast. It's been a lot on my mind, man. It's been a lot of stuff on my mind. I being terrorized by a cat. This is about the third time I've shot this because this cat keeps messing with all the wires and all the cords. So, if for some reason there's a huge cut, for some reason I just die out, or there's a huge bang and/or explosion, that means behind this camera or around my legs that you possibly can't see, a kitty is being curious. All right, and I'm not wishing the curiosity killed the cat. I'm just saying, just swift kicking ass would be nice from time to time. How come cats don't never face repercussions, bro, for the stuff that they do? You know what I'm saying? But speaking of cats, that brings me to my main point of today's episode, to my main focus, to my the je ne sais quoi of the topic today. The last group of oppressors that we really don't talk about today. In 2021, it's all about what's going on, what's happening. And I'm not talking about the sitcom. I'm talking about people standing up, fighting for what's right, going against the power structure that has been held in place for so many decades and centuries. So I got to bring up the last group of oppressors that I think don't really get talked about enough, and a group of people that really don't get a lot of mainstream media coverage. And they're so non-mainstream, they don't even have a name for the group of people. The biggest oppression that I'm seeing today is the so-called food artist or the chef, okay? Or this professional cook, all right? Just don't plate my food, B. Like, don't you, why are you putting the mashed potatoes? What do you mean a bed of mashed potatoes, sir? Huh? A bed of rice? If I can't sleep in the bed, I'm slapping you if you bring it up. Don't ever talk about, well, it's an alliteration for how it's gonna lay on. Listen, bro, I get a good 7, 7.5 hours sleep. I get so tired sometimes. If you bring up bed, it just might shut me down in the middle of a conversation. You might, hey man, the other day, man, we was gonna go over here, but then, it ain't even gotta be bed. You know what I'm saying? You can say, hey, the other day we was getting red, and I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even sleep. Let me hear a nursery rhyme. Let me hear a twinkle, twinkle, little star. Twinkle, twinkle, gone. So I can't be talking about, no, a bed of rice. I'm fantasizing about it right now. I can't wait. See, you know how people salivate for food? I salivate for the bed, okay? I'm thinking about it right now. I'm thinking of a way, a reason, a concept for me to get in that bed right now. Well, my leg feel like I did step on the floor. That's too much pressure on my feet. I gotta lay down for at least 20, 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So I take this bed stuff seriously. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's disgusting just when things touch in general. Like I personally, and this is gonna sound crazy to people. I love, love isn't even strong enough a word. I am consumed through my entirety of loving massages. Oh my goodness. Listen, a good massage, whew, you can't pay people enough in the service industry that give good massages. I'm sorry. You got to touch fat back Fred over here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta rub down, sweaty Susan over here who want her back touched up. And I understand. You know what I'm saying? It's a service-based industry. This massage is definitely not something that I would want a robot to do, but I don't really like conversation. But that's neither here nor there. I love massages. But I hate being touched. That is a conundrum for your ass. That That is the million year war right there. That will end civilizations, bro. To be in love with something yet hate the thing that leads up to it, like to hate the execution of it. So I'm just like traumatized, completely and utterly traumatized, 24/7, of just terrorizing. Well, I guess I'm traumatizing them, of just begging family members that I feel comfortable around. Just, hey man, you just don't rub my back for 5, 10 minutes, man. Rubbing your back, yeah. Just like get your just elbow, like just really lean in with your elbow. You know what I'm saying? Like I like deep tissue massages. So some you just gotta, hey man, if you could do me a favor, it ain't no big. If you could just like step on my back real quick, fam. Little cousins be like, what are you talking? Listen, don't tell mama. Just you in there stepping on that boy's back? Listen, just hurry up, step on my back. 5 minutes, just jump up and down, and then we cool. Like I just, it's something about the pressure on my back that I just really enjoy. Like even just like around the house, like I'll just lean up against the wall and just like lean back and let the back crack and lean in chairs and oh man, sometimes I'll just sleep on the floor just to get that hard surface to just straighten and align it. It's just beautiful. And I'm sure this could all be solved if I just go to a professional chiropractor or a professional masseuse, somebody that I could really get into like the flow of getting to know and get into on a one-on-one basis with. But nah, that's too much. Sound like too much like work. So I'm gonna stick to terrorizing my family, stick to destroying their hopes and their dreams. But I don't mean to get too much off topic, man. I'm serious about this food touching, okay? Like we got to make up some kind of law here in America, okay? That if you're gonna call yourself a food artist, you gotta be. It's got to be levels to this plate and stuff, man. Like y'all seen the stack of mess, Like I know there's a fine line between art and chaos. Don't get me wrong, but some of the plating that they be doing, it's like you just ran out of ideas, didn't you? You just threw the green beans right next to the salad, like. That's too much green on one plate. Like, listen, I'm old fashioned, okay? I grew up on the food pyramid, okay? Starches and breads and I don't even know what they call it. I know it's breads and pastas is at the bottom. So you getting your rice or you getting your muff your biscuit, you getting your pasta, your butter noodles is bomb, by the way. All you getting something. Like that's that big hunk, and you get a little bit of protein. You know what I'm saying? You get a little bit of fruit. However you want to do the fruit, you can do the fruit with it. You can do the fruit earlier in the day, but it's got to be a solid plate. And then, of course, on the backside, you got a little bit of sweet. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. I don't even remember all the food. I remember it was like grains. I mean, it's like veggies, fruits and veggies. They usually clump that together. Like, listen, you can get you a salad, but don't go crazy. Because tomatoes is technically fruit, so that's a fruit and veggie. Most people put that on their salad. Also makes ketchup. Ketchup is not a fruit, but it should be. Anyway, yeah, man, I feel like the people like me who don't like their food touch, we don't get enough shine and representation in the world today, okay? And I'm here to speak up for us, okay? We need our own subset. Everybody else got their own subset. You got chefs that cook exclusively for dogs and pigeons and chicken food and cat paw print. Face sketches, whatever the hell they be doing, but I can't have my own group, huh? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You people out there who are clearly talking to me and hating on me right now, okay? I can hear you through the mind reading device, okay? Things are happening. That's all you need to worry about, huh? Barbecue sauce. Don't worry about what's going on this side. Anywho. And yeah, I am drinking my beverage out of a Twilight cup. It was free at Burger King. Oh man, I just shouted out. Listen, okay, we're not gonna lie. I mess with Burger King, okay? We just gonna call it what it is, all right? Shouts out to BK. I'm sure that's not burger meat. I'm sure that's not real. You're not a real. You the Burger King. You the king of Burger King, but that's not a real burger. Okay, it ain't called King Burger because they know they're not really technically meat. But that child bro, listen, I think Burger King got it figured out. I think they know. Look, we can sell these terrible meat patties as long as we put that char on it. It's something about that char. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I can't even eat a hot dog. Sorry. See, I told y'all this cat is messing with me, man. But I can't even eat a hot dog. Okay? I can't even eat bologna. Bologna. I can't even eat bologna without a little bit of char on it, man. Like, throw that thing on the grill, throw that thing in the skillet, let it get a little. Don't put no oil in that skillet when you put that bologna in there. No, don't. Ooh, I put my hands on somebody. They put some oil in the pan with that bologna in it. You get the non-stick. This is 2021. In 2021, if it ain't cast iron, it better be non-stick. Okay? This we grown, okay? When we was young, when we was babies, we used to. I know y'all remember that. I know somebody out there feel me. When you was a kid and you first got to learn, when you wasn't just boiling hot dogs, but when you was actually cooking stuff, something simple like an egg. That was the first thing I learned to fry, was an egg, right? So I know you cook it, like make sure you grease the pan, because you cook it and then you sear it, and you're like, man, this is stuck on the pan, and you got to stand there 5-10 minutes just scrubbing the pan. It's like, I think that's why a lot of my people in their like 30s and 40s, they just didn't cook. Like a lot of people in my generation, they just eat out all the time. I think that's why we was traumatized as kids from them non-stick skillets. You got to stand there 20, 30 minutes scrubbing, and then you got to listen to your mama screaming at you because you ain't scrub it right. Or, oh, you didn't put water on my cast iron. I don't even know what a cast iron is. Who broke this iron's arm that's got to be in the cast, mama? Stop beating on the skillets, mama. I didn't even know I still don't know what a cast iron skillet is. I guess cast is a type of iron. Let's go with that. Listen, I'm my own dictionary. I just be figuring stuff out, okay? I've never known what onomatopoeia is, but I can tell you one thing. I've never had to use it in a sentence, so why I gotta know the definition if it ain't coming up in my life? All I know is this, people. You are my onomatopoeia. Mm. Listen, don't even know what it means. You felt something right there, didn't you? Okay. And yeah, I watched Twilight, okay? And I am a man. I make my own choices, okay? Twilight, it is what it is. I didn't understand it in the sense that I didn't really care. I mean, listen, you ain't gonna keep it real. Everybody in that movie was ugly, okay? Except for that, listen, as a straight man, I can say, what was his name? Jake? Was that his name? I don't think this is the one. I don't think he on this. Now, I will say, as a straight man, I can't say, bro, listen, you're doing the right things in your life, bro. You drink it. You're clearly sticking to the food pyramid and getting yourself right. But everybody else in that movie ugly, bro. Like, the two leads, listen, I saw the movie, but I don't remember the names. The main one, listen, the two right here, they smack, man. Like, I don't know what people be seeing. Like, these, some movie stars, you just look at them and you be like, damn, they was just giving roles away. They was just giving them away, huh? Give me a Bonquisha. Where is Bonquisha? And that was racist, by the way, for calling that black lady Bonquisha. You don't call a real person Bonquisha, you idiot. Like, who be dumb enough to call an employee Bonquisha? If you don't know what I'm talking about, people got into trouble because they called an employee Bonquisha. I think they was employed. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm half crazy. What's going on with y'all? Anywho, I just, like, some of these actors, you just see them and you just like, yo, bro, what? Like, I understand, listen, Scarlett Johansson, that woman, she's gorgeous, okay? Scarlett Johansson, I mean, as far as, like, Caucasian looks go, I gotta give it to her. Like, I don't know what her genetic background is, but, hey, shouts out to you, Scarlett Johansson. But, like, some of these actors, some of the actors, like, I don't know what it is. A lot of the black actors, it's just like they have to be so much more than just actors. Like, you have to act and direct, and you have to be able to do kung fu. You have to do like this. And it's just like some of these like white actors just be like, hey, man, I'm not trying to get racist with y'all people. I'm just saying what I've noticed in movie roles, that I guess Twilight came. When did Twilight come out? Maybe things are changing in this day and age. But back then, it was just like the most average looking people. Oh, it came out in 2008. So I guess maybe this is an old trope. Maybe this is an old trope. But yeah, like, I can see, like, Zac Efron. Like, objectively, I understand. Like, attractive guy. Like, I get it. But who was, like, Robert Pattinson in this movie, they didn't do anything to make this man look attractive. Like, they weren't like, well, we gonna give him some cool looking eyes. We gonna give him some cool fangs, maybe like a dope accent. They were like, we are gonna make you as bland as possible. And I understand it was based off of a book. So shout out to you, Robert Pattinson. You're gonna be Batman soon, so I'm looking forward to that. But I missed the whole. He came out in 2008. I was 18. Like, looks and attractiveness changes over a period of time. So clearly, I was not in the group of African American men that was supposed to be attracted to Robert Pattinson. But because clearly the demographic was targeting me, okay? When they selected Robert Pattinson for the star of Twilight, they said, "Look, we need to appeal to obese Midwest African American males. That's who the target is, okay? That's who we gotta push this Twilight movie to." Okay, so that's what I'm looking forward to. All right, more demographic searches for people like me. More Robert Pattinsons in the future. I'm sorry, I made myself giggle. Anywho, my point is this: Twilight, ugly people. Okay, movie. Like it was definitely one of those movies where by the end of it you were just like, it wasn't where, like, I know it was a whole book series. Harry Potter, when Harry Potter brought me into the world, I definitely was fascinated by it. Like, I was definitely like, oh, where does this lead to? What happens? What goes here? What Twilight, I was like, listen, so we just getting basically fairy vampires, is that what it is? Because they twinkled in the sunlight, bro. Like, are we doing, is that what this is? This Fern Gully, bro? We doing Fern Gully with vampire? It was Fern Gully with the, Fern Gully was with the fairies, right? I don't know, man. I'm just dropping all these references. Sometimes I'd be forgetting movies, but I'm pretty sure Fern Gully was with didn't Fern Gully had a bat? What wasn't Fern Gully with the bat? I know I ain't crazy. Yeah, Batty Coulter. I know I ain't crazy. Yeah, Fern Gully. Yeah, see, listen, if you ain't seen Fern Gully, if you're too old or too young and y'all not in my demographic, check out Fern Gully, okay? It's one of those movies that when you see it, you be like, I've seen it. Seriously though, like it's one of those, I think it was like 90, yeah, 92. Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest came out in 92. It's one of those corny feel-good movies, but I love the corn. I love the corn. I feel like they don't do enough corniness in movies these days. Like, there's just not enough corn going around, man. Like, I go to the movies for the popcorn and the screen corn, okay? Make me feel good, all right? You say, what? The son only has one last chance to live? He's slowly dying? Denzel can't do nothing to save this boy? How can this boy possibly be saved and reunited with his father? I am dying to know. There's no possible way. This is the real world on this screen I'm watching. How, Mr. Washington, can you possibly save this boy that I've been attached to for the last 84 minutes? I don't know how long the movie is. But what's that? A car crash that happened miles away? Somehow your hospital has the right to the heart? It is an exact match, blood type, and everything? I love it. I love it. It's perfect. I don't need, don't tell me about, well, the truth is, the person that died was secretly the brother of the boy. No, I don't need to know how it's a match to this child. Just make it work and put it on the screen and sell it to me repeatedly for the next 20 years. Okay? That's how you build a following. And I love John Q. If you didn't know, that was a plot to John Q. Now, if you've not seen John Q, and I dispelled it for you, I don't believe it. Okay? It's 2021. When did John Q come out? If you waited this long to see John Q came out in 2002. Okay? That movie damn near 20 years old. If you ain't seen it by now, I don't give a damn about spoiling it for you. Okay? I pitch, leave it in the comments, okay? Tell me how mad you are that I spoiled this 20-year-old movie for you. Please. Some of you ain't even 20 out there. Some of you 16 talking about, well, I was gonna go back. No, you wasn't. Okay, no, you wasn't. Don't lie to me. Okay? Don't tell me the lies. And it's still a good movie. If you like Denzel, I am one of those people that I like actors, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like following like actors. I like following sports players, I like following I like following sports teams from time to time, but I also like following film studios like A24. I like following indie film studios like the Monkey Paw and things like that. Like, I like to follow either individuals or groups of individuals that and people that they rotate in and out. I guess that's how I like operate. So, I don't know where I was going with that. Bacon bits. I don't know why I'm so energetic today, man. I started off today and I just was not feeling this, was not feeling the episode today. But yeah, I really just got back into it. I really just like got back in the mind state. And I really don't know where I was going with that story, guys. I totally, totally, totally got off track. But I hope your day's going well. I hope your day's going well. I know I was talking about the random, like, vague attractiveness of these movie stars, and I don't know, guys. I don't know. This all started from mashed potatoes. Now we're here. I don't know how we got here, but we're here. I'm taking another sip. Man, don't be afraid. On the side note, don't be afraid to enjoy the things that you want to enjoy. I just brought up Twilight and Harry Potter. Like back, I was talking about spoiling movies and John Q and all that. But on the side note, like, don't let nobody stop you from enjoying the things you enjoy. As long as you ain't hurting nobody. That's the qualified. As long as you ain't hurting nobody, and hopefully you're not hurting yourself, but sometimes pain can be pleasure. Listen, I'll just say it like this. My cat be tearing up my feet, and I let her do it. It's pain, but I'm like, I love you, little kitty. So I'm like, if that's your thing, if your pet is tearing up your toe and it brings a cat pleasure, hey, I ain't mad. But as long as you're not physically hurting yourself, do what makes you happy, man. Do what makes you happy. Do what brings you personal joy. Like, don't ever let anybody tell you that you're weird, that you're different, that you're odd. I mean, let them tell you. I mean, I guess. I mean, you can't. People gonna tell you what they think. People like open mouth. People talk too much. People stupid in general. People are people. As the saying goes, if you think about how stupid the average person is, then realize most of them are dumber than that. Yeah, just most people are stupid. But don't let anybody ever tell you that like you have weird interests. That your loves or passions aren't cool. You're as long as you're not hurting nobody, calling violence, all the things protected under the First Amendment. Just free speech, man. Do what you do. You want to chess? Be in the chess. Check out Queen's Gambit on Netflix. I watched that the other day. It was pretty interesting. I did not think I was gonna be into it because I don't play chess. I play checkers. Like I could probably no, because I did download the app on my phone. But I could probably count on my hand the amount of times that I've played checkers. And I've never really had the passion for chess. I know like generally what the, no, I don't. I'm not even gonna lie. I know that there are rules with how you move certain pieces. I know that it's big into strategy. I know it's big into, it's more of a mind game. It's not just like you move here, I move there. It's more of a strategic, okay, I counter with this move and bounce back here. And that's cool as heck. So if you're in a, if you're in a chess man, play. There's so many groups. There's so many like social media, groups and channels and things that are just involved around that, and newsletters that you can be subscribed to that joins you with a community. Because a lot of the times, a lot of the things that I didn't get into when I was younger was simply because I didn't have people to talk to it about. Like, I really got into cooking because my mom was always a is not was always she's still alive, guys. I don't want to sound grim. My mom is has always been a very big cook. Like she's always, we have one, the families, as I've told you before, very matriarchal women primarily like lead. There's just a lot of women in my family. And whenever we have an event, people cook. Like obviously it's like a potluck. It's the, I don't know if this is a black thing or like a poor, not poor, but middle class thing, lower middle class thing. Like we, whenever we get together, we just bring food. Like we don't expect people to have all the food at the place that we're going. It's the weirdest thing where potlucks at a job, hate it. Oh my God, I hate when people bring food into a potluck. That I hate when you walk in and you just see a bowl of green gelatinous stuff and you're like, I don't even know how to eat this, bro. Like, it, do I put it on a plate? Do I put it in a bowl? Do I just put it on a spoon and lick it off like a savage? How do you eat this? Okay? And you don't know what people be doing with their food. They probably got the kitty sitting up inside the bowl. Okay, they probably rinsing steak out in the toilet. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what these people doing. We just gonna make it a little juicy. I don't want sous vide like that. Okay, I don't need your toilet water. All right, now we'll drink some women's bath water. Now that's not even a question. But I'm not cooking steak in bath water. Come on now, that's just ridiculous. But with that being said, Twilight is still a trash franchise. I don't care what nobody say. And 50 Shades of Grey. Fight me, bro. Or sis, I guess sis. Sis, you're not going to fight me, sis. Listen, I don't know. How do you get even with women who want to get physical with you? Like, you get, I mean, I have Southern sensibilities, so I can't obviously hit a woman. Like, that's not, unfortunately, that's not an option. Unfortunately, I can't, you know, sometimes you just want to, oh, you know, just shake, like Chris Rock said, I won't hit you, but I'll shake the hell out of you. I shake the sense back in your crazy ass. But no, man, we've got to think of a way for like guys to be able to defend themselves, but also like, can we like cap? Like, can we block and like throw out caps? Like, she come up, she go, I can't stand you. You just hit her with that, whoa, pow, you need to get your weave done. And then you just hit her where it hurts. Like, every counter, you just stop talking to me, pow, wah. And then you just hit her with the, look at your forehead. Like, you just hit her with the insults. You just start roasting her. Like, well, pow, look at your forehead, you symbol. And then you just break her down. You just start. She just slowly start to just tear her down mentally. But I guess mental anguish is much worse than physical anguish. It is, man. I still be waking up in the middle of the night with my trauma. I don't know about y'all, but like. God. I just don't understand how, as like coming up in like the, like, I won't say inner city. That's not where I'm. North College Hill here in Houston, Ohio. I mean, I guess it's your average ragtag. Like, you know, people get shot, people get killed, people deal drugs. But, you know, we also have some decent sized houses here. So, you know, it is what it is. So what I'm saying here in North College Hill. And I'm just. I don't know. I just keep losing my place. That's really what it is. I need to start writing down, like, because that's why I need a co-host. I'm really thinking of getting a co-host because I lose my place so many times. Like, I just start with this stream of thought, just blurting out, just blurgata, blurgata, blurgata. And then I just completely forget where I am. So, I think I'm going to get ready to wrap it up here, guys. I think I'm going to get ready to check out. We've been here going for about 27, 28 minutes. Y'all know I try to keep it half an hour. Until I get a guest, until I get a co-host, or until I start interviewing people, I try to keep it 30 minutes. So I really appreciate you guys for stopping by. If you guys want an hour, I possibly can do it. I feel like the following is definitely starting to grow a lot more than it was. It's definitely, yeah. I mean, just to give you guys some insight, I'm getting about roughly. Very roughly, and this is like small numbers, roughly about 500 downloads a month, which is nothing in the grand scheme of things. Like, Joe Rogan gets 1 million downloads a month. Like, just to give you perspective, like, I'm nowhere near, I'm not even a fraction of a percentage. Well, I guess, yeah, I am a fraction of a percentage there, but I just want to say thanks, guys, for tuning in. Thanks for putting up with my craziness, my ratchetness, my goofiness, my random train of thoughts. That's why it's called Anonymous Author, because I start saying things and then I just veer off track. And then we just get to random other points and topics and ideas and famous literatures that I just really have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. So, yeah, I just really want to say I appreciate you guys. Burger King's trash. They feed us garbage, put char grilled marks on it, make it delicious. That's what I was talking about earlier. It's too late to go back now. So, yeah. Eat good. Live fresh. Arby's. All right, man. I'm getting out of here. I appreciate y'all, man. Be kind, be dope, but more importantly than anything else, man, be yourself. I'll catch y'all on the phone.